Innovation is thriving across the north, with innovators stepping up to meet the significant challenges posed by the pandemic. This autumn, the Excellence in Supply Awards, EIS North 2021, has served to highlight just some of those who are making a real difference in health and social care. The headline Supplier of the Year award went to HealthCall. Based in the northeast, but with a growing geographical spread, Ian Dove is the managing director. He spoke to us at the Healthcare Excellence through a technology show and explained the role played by the Academic Health Science Network to get the now award-winning programme underway.
It's been fantastic. I mean, I've been on a journey with them since 2012, where they give us invested in us to develop digital pathways, and from then onwards it's been a continuous journey to the point where we've got now got our local CEO Nicola Hutchinson is our chair of HealthCall Solutions, so we're integrally mixed.
I guess it wouldn't, where you are now, maybe wouldn't have happened without this close link you've had. Was it, are they open doors? Have they helped you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They not only invested with cash in people, but they've invested in advice, resources. They've given us some seed funding to make sure that we're sustainable. It's been an integral journey, and now we're on the Digital Health North Accelerator program. You know, that journey hopefully will continue in partnership.
Together, we are creating new digital pathways, remote triage, and monitoring solutions which we share at low cost around our region and beyond. Our team of clinical, digital, technical and project specialists work collaboratively with frontline staff and respond to their needs. We put patients at the heart of everything we do.
Many people may have heard we're winners, worthy winners of the Excellence in Supply Awards. I've read a bit about it, but just tell us, for people who don't know, what exactly does that system do? How does it work?
So HealthCall is a group of people who are essentially shared across a number of shareholders. So HealthCall itself is owned by the NHS, so we are owned by seven foundation trusts in the northeast. And what the initial problem we were trying to solve was that we were duplicating resources across multiple trusts. We were paying high prices for digital solutions because we were buying really small. And what we wanted to do was to buy big, to reduce the wholesale cost of those digital systems. But on top of that, we wanted to make sure that we did it once and shared. So we drive down operational delivery costs by using that shared resource to move around the system. So, for example, we won the award for the Care Home project that was developed within County Durham and Darlington, but now it's been shared across South Tees NH Trust, it's in Gateshead Foundation Trust, going into Newcastle. We've just signed a contract to go into Cumbria as well. So because of that adoption model, which was effectively informed by the HSN, we were able to have multiple adoptions run at the same time previously, we'd have to wait a long time between each different adoption implementation.
Practically, how does it work? I know at the moment, obviously, digital is the buzzword. Yeah. In practical terms, what difference has it made to both staff and patients?
Yeah, so what we try to do is to do things that are substitutive, so we don't add things into a pathway. So we work with our NHS colleagues across the system to identify bottlenecks or problems with quality. We work with those clinicians on the call face. We develop a pilot really quickly, so our tool enables us to get a digital product up and running within about a week for a prototype and into live within a couple of weeks. What we do is we test it within that environment, make sure it develops a business case, and then we prove it out into another shareholding organisation. So we're getting a reference site, and then we're getting a real-world site as well on top of that. So it enables us to move faster, enables us to get the business cases. And what we do is we share the business cases, we share the patient safety cases, so that we're trying to reduce the cottage industry in the background and make it easier for our shareholding members.
And you were saying before about the way that clinicians, nurses have been helping you sort of refine the programme, make sure it's what they want to work as well.
Yeah, so exactly. So for example, of the care home, what we've got was a group of nurses, some care home staff, some hospital nurses. We give them a digital tool, they designed it, they iterated really quickly. So for example, they used a different methodology for getting the information across. Changed it again, so by the time I had the third iteration it was ready to go, and now what they're doing is adding new use cases onto that tool. So originally it was just about getting electronic referrals in so we could prioritise the workload across community services, but now it's used for wound cares and the escalation of wounds, it's used for dietetic services to reduce undernutrition in the care homes, which is an important outcome. And then we're moving on to things like complete geriatric assessment. So using that clinical knowledge across the system to inform the next iterations of those homes.
Could you estimate what difference it's made, perhaps financially or in terms of time saved at this
stage? Yeah, we can. So this is going to get proved out by HDI UK, which is the big health research organisation across the UK. So then the HDI UK North are actually looking at the moment. But using the trust data, it looks like we have saved 56% of hospital admissions. So if you think about, we had 115 care homes, they were admitting 6.4 patients per month on average. Those people were staying in an average length of stay of 8 days. We think, just on the admissions alone, we've probably saved 8 million over the year, which is fantastic, because the whole software for the whole ICS only cost us 300,000. So huge savings. It's better for patients because they're not getting moved into the hospital, which they don't want to do if it's not necessary. But it's also better for the carers and the care homes, so they can enter the information onto the digital system and then forget about it whilst they care for that individual, rather than hanging on the phone for 15, 20, half an hour, getting fed up and then moving on to the ambulance service. So
you're so pleased yourself. I imagine you've got family and friends who may have benefited from this. I think we've all got families who have relatives who are in care homes or heading that way, and anything that helps the treatment or helps them getting better care has got to be a good thing. And I imagine, having gone through what we've gone through, the pandemic, anything that benefits has got to be welcome, hasn't it?
Yeah, for me, that's what it's all about. My family and friends, they access the services. I live in the area. I was born in the hospital, and my twins were born in the hospital. So it's always been about the impact on families, friends, colleagues. Now, what we're trying to do is to try and to create that capacity, because whilst working in the hospital, the nurses sometimes are frustrated because of the volume of people that go through those clinics. They can't give the quality that they aspire to in some cases, and what I want to do is create the capacity so that they can give that quality of care to that patient at that moment in time when it's needed. So, and those people who can cope themselves and maybe send their information through, then why not do that? Because that's better for them. We've got a warfarin solution where people used to have to come into clinic 18 times a year. So can you imagine taking 18 afternoons off work, 18 car journeys, paying for car parking to have an intervention that probably lasts about 5 minutes. Now that's not great for the environment. It's not great for the people who probably now in this current climate need to make sure they've got job security. And I think digital health is having an impact across that whole sphere. And maybe that's not the what we talk about a lot. We talk about patient quality, but it has a huge impact on patient outcomes in their lifestyle as well.
Just finally, where do you see it going? You mentioned about expanding into Middlesbrough and Cumbria as well. Do you think it could become a national, perhaps?
The ambition is national. We've already got our products in Rotherham, because Rotherham are using the care home tool. We've got our warfarin solution across multiple trusts in Yorkshire, so Bradford Airedale, Hull. So I mean, what we've tried to do is try to create a solution so people don't have to do that, fit the real world problems and make sure they're available to the whole NHS. And what we're doing is retaining a knowledge base and the skill set so we can use our NHS skills, because most of my team come from NHS organisations, so we're using our skill set to make sure that we're delivering across the board in terms of the most efficient top quality service we can deliver.
It's great to hear. I'm so glad you won the award last week as well. I mean, to win not one but two awards, you must have been cock-a-hoop on Friday night, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, the whole team were over. I mean, we were having a pretty tough day because we've done a staff vaccine booking app, which was used last year, but it's had to be changed this year because it's a booster. So we're under the cosh a bit to deliver on timescales, and there's a lot of tension in the air, and this just broke that tension. And I think the message across the team, it truly uplifted us on a Friday evening.
Ian Dove, the Managing Director of HealthCore. You can see more about HealthCore and the other winners on our website. Just search Excellence in Supply Awards.